Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bailey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards center. Davis fields it and throws to second to catch Sutherland for the out. Bailey scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to second. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pizarro for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 0 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to third for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive towards center. Davis catches it and throws to second to double up Bailey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Davis reaches second base with a double. There goes Santo trying to get to home. Woods throws the ball into Wine, who relays the ball to Bateman, who tags Santo, who came all the way from first, for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callison is walked intentionally. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Callison moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0-for-1 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub is hit by the pitch. Woods moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Woods moves to third. Staub moves to second. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland is walked intentionally. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Bacabella reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. Staub scores. Sutherland goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine is walked intentionally. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAnally hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Phil Regan now pitching. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Callison reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. Davis moves to third. It's 7-2, Expos. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudolph hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Callison scores. It's 7-4, Expos. Mike Marshall now pitching. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Phil Regan. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison who is chasing the ball. Sutherland reaches third base with a triple. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sutherland scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Expos. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall fires to first and picks off Davis. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Expos. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Swanson now playing left field. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wine fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.